Good afternoon and welcome back to our update. I am Michelle Marquis filling in for Pat Kerrigan today, and joining us now on the KSRO live line is Sonoma County Supervisor from the 5th District, Linda Hopkins. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I am doing well, actually. You know, we're doing the homeschooling thing with the kids, and we actually put some fertile eggs in an incubator and are hatching out today. So the kids are just obsessed with watching the incubator, and I can get some work done.
Oh, that's exciting. Very fun. All right. We did have a chance to chat with Barbie Robinson from the Sonoma County Department of Health Services. So I'm going to skip over to things that are sort of more that the county is dealing with and helping our residents here. Can you tell us a little bit about tenants here in Sonoma County and what kinds of protections the county is providing for them?
Absolutely. So tenants actually have three different levels of protection right now. The first one took place at the county level. So Gavin Newsom actually issued an executive order that gave counties the opportunity to go ahead and actually implement tenant protections. And so we actually took that step in Sonoma County. So that was the first level of protection. Then the state actually came out with guidance and protection for tenants as well. And then, believe it or not, the most robust protections that folks have right now is a new statewide emergency rule that was issued by the Judicial Council. And this actually prevents any court from issuing eviction summons against tenants for any reason, other than if it's necessary to protect their health and safety, the health and safety of the landlord. So, for instance, you had a tenant who was physically abusing another tenant or their landlord. And this rule actually remains in effect for 90 days after the governor lifts the state of emergency, unless the rule is changed or eliminated before then. So this is very strong, and I want you to know that it applies not only to residential tenants, but also to commercial tenants. So in other words, we're essentially on an eviction freeze right now for any reason. And so that's a very strong protection in place for both commercial and residential tenants in the state of California.
Okay. Wow, that is big. Can you tell us about the CARES program? It's being implemented here in Sonoma County. Can you tell us what is working now and where you're finding some challenges?
Yeah, you know, this is something that I think is giving people a lot of hope, right? A lot of residents are looking forward to that stimulus check, you know, arriving in their mailboxes or being direct deposited in their bank accounts. We also have small business owners who are trying very hard to avail themselves of the PPP, which is a Paycheck Protection Plan. And that essentially issues a forgivable loan that can help small businesses up to $10,000. And so a lot of small businesses are really hurting right now because of the closure of non-essential businesses. And so, you know, businesses have been busily trying to apply at local banks, and they're actually struggling to actually get that funding. And I think that there's also concern that they're seeing, you know, other large-scale banks in different parts of the country being able to issue those loans. And so there's a little bit of concern that the pot might run out. But I have actually been in touch with Stephen Gale from Congressman Thompson's office, and he assured me that there's still money left and that they are working on getting out the kinks so that independent banks can actually access those funds and be able to process the applications that they have already received from small businesses. I will also acknowledge that one of the other challenges right now is with respect to unemployment. You know, we have a lot of folks who are independently employed, contractors, things like that. They're self-employed, and they have been struggling to actually get file for unemployment because, you know, for a long time, the state just didn't offer unemployment to self-employed folks. We didn't actually have a process for accepting that information or a form that was compatible with people who are self-employed. And so those kinks are also being worked out so that our self-employed residents and independent contractors can actually be eligible for that $600 a week, you know, stimulus sort of unemployment package.
I urge you to get that done because I'm one of those people. So, yes, that would be great if that was available. I really appreciate the hard work that the county's doing on that. Is there a way for us to get more information about when we can start applying as independent contractors and self-employed?
Yes. So SoCoEmergency.org is a great resource. Okay. We are actually trying to line up all of the different resources, whether they are local, state, or federal. And actually, if you click, when you go to SoCoEmergency.org, in the upper right-hand corner, there's something that says Virtual Local Assistance Center, or VLAC. And if you click on that, it has all of the resources warehoused in one place. So whether you're a small business owner, whether you're a senior, whether you are unsheltered, whether you are, you know, a family looking for information about education, we have it all in one place for you so that you can go ahead and click through to, you know, the state's EDD website to allow you to complete that unemployment form. And I just want to acknowledge that it's extremely stressful for people right now. You know, a lot of folks sort of were, okay, I can, you know, get through maybe a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, you know, without that paycheck. But I feel like now there's this tremendous anxiety and frustration over not having access to those resources that we've all read about in the headlines, right? Mm-hmm. So rest assured that the state of California is working as quickly as they possibly can to create surge capacity within EDD, both to, I've also heard a lot of frustration, people, you know, filled out their form actually weeks ago who were eligible for unemployment, and they actually haven't yet gotten, you know, a sort of formal response, or right, they haven't started receiving that check. And so I think I heard that Governor Newsom is working to staff up EDD to try to, you know, get a greater capacity for people to be able to respond by phone. I've heard of folks, you know, I'm calling EDD and I'm on the phone for 3 hours and I don't get anywhere. Yeah. So I know that there's a lot of frustration because there's a lot of need in the community right now.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to repeat that website one more time. It's SoCoEmergency.org. That's O-R-G, SoCoEmergency.org. And it's a green little sort of icon on the right-hand side, Virtual Local Assistance Center, and you can click there to find more information. You did bring up this feeling of stress, anxiety. How are things going with the mental health resources, and are people availing themselves of these kinds of things here in Sonoma County right now?
Absolutely. You know, I don't think that it's necessarily a good thing, but having gone through the disasters that we've gone through, starting with the October 2017 wildfires, we did invest in partnerships with local nonprofits who are still endeavoring to serve clients virtually, right? If they can't have, you know, in-person support groups, they are standing them up by phone or by Zoom. So I would encourage anyone, again, you can check out a list of mental health and wellness resources on SoCoEmergency.org, or you can also call 211. Another thing that I wanted to mention is that I know that, you know, some families are struggling to pay for groceries right now. And we also do have a host of food resources available on SoCoEmergency.org. The county actually proactively entered into contracts with 5 different nonprofit food providers, mm-hmm, including the Redwood Empire Food Bank, Ceres, Sonoma Family Meals, Meals on Wheels. And so we have given all of those contractors $100,000 to make sure that we have surge capacity in our local food, just, you know, all around the county. We want to make sure that people can go pick up groceries if they need to, or they can actually have them delivered if they are a vulnerable population that doesn't feel safe leaving the house right now.
In terms of that, I have also seen on the county's website a call for volunteers to help out with food distribution. Is what kinds of things do people need to do, or, you know, what kinds of qualifications might people need to have in order to help out?
You know, this is critical because actually a lot of our local nonprofits who have been distributing food in our community for decades have relied primarily on retirees, sort of older volunteers who right now are, you know, feeling vulnerable to COVID-19 and are self-isolating at home. And so there's a tremendous need for those, you know, who are not vulnerable to COVID-19 and who are healthy, of course, to come and help distribute food. So if you go to cvnl.org, again, that's cvnl.org, and then you click on, there's a COVID-19 button, and then you can click through to Sonoma County. You can sign up to help either distribute food, and, you know, there are very stringent protocols in place, right, in terms of masking, in terms of wearing gloves, in terms of making sure that everything is sanitized. So we're doing our best to provide safe, clean food to those who need it. There are also volunteers needed to actually drive and drop off food on people's porches for those who are unable to get out of the house, who are either self-isolating or perhaps, you know, quarantining because they were in contact with a confirmed positive COVID-19 patient.
Can you repeat that website? I'm not sure if I got it right. The CZNL?
Yeah, it's cvnl.org, and that stands for the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership. So that way you can tell that it's a V and not a B as in boy. So
gotcha.
It's Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership, cvnl.org.
Okay.
And that's what the Sonoma County Volunteer Center is now using, this larger sort of organization to help them organize volunteers. And so you just kind of click through to the Sonoma County link, and then you can share what your skills are and what your contact information is, and someone will follow up and request your assistance.
Okay, great. Now, we've only got 1 minute left. Is there anything else that you want people to know, maybe about their accessibility to the supervisors, or how people can find out more?
You know, we are continuing with virtual town halls every Tuesday night. That is streamed live on social media. Also, if you follow the County of Sonoma's Facebook page, we are putting out daily tips and tricks and resources, and people are also, you know, able to comment, and then we can respond to questions on social media as well. So, you know, things like we post videos about how to safely bring your groceries into the house and, you know, wipe them down and clean them. What are the best, you know, ways of making a cloth mask, a facial covering if you don't actually have any handy. So we're trying to post all of those things that can keep you safe and healthy and well throughout the course of this pandemic. And of course, we always want to hear from people what their concerns and needs are to ensure that we are meeting them.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Supervisor.
Take care.
You too. This is KSRO.